We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, Ardy and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
Now, 5 months ago, we became best friends with this person. He's the group CEO of Post Laju Malaysia.
Post Malaysia.
Now, like summer love, we didn't get to see him for a while, but guess who's back?
I'm back.
Well, good morning, Charles Brewer. Like Ardy said, group CEO of Post Malaysia. Welcome back.
I can't believe it's been 5 months.
I know, right?
It's impossible. But, I mean, it just shows you how fast the year's racing by already.
It's scary, isn't it? How fast time flies.
Super fast. Yeah. Like exactly. Post Malaysia.
Oh,
there we go.
There we go.
Okay. Well, so what's new with Post Malaysia?
Life is good. So we've been really busy this year. Super, super busy as we were going through our transformation and turnaround, continuing focusing on all the things, sustainability. And then we've got this fantastic new program we just launched called Unbox the Wow, which I'm here to talk a bit about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we understand that your delivery performance has been phenomenal. Good job on that one. It's improved significantly. Not many people are aware, though, but Post Malaysia has been leading the way in terms of service excellence, okay, especially when it comes to the logistics industry. Oh, can you kind of like fill us in a little bit more about that as well?
Sure. I think we touched on this last time. So our core business, I mean, we do a lot of things, but our core business is making sure we deliver millions of letters every single day and thousands of parcels every single day. So right at the center of what we do is making sure we do that on time. So as you mentioned, we've been working really hard to make sure that's the very best that it can be, and it runs at about 96% on time, which is really fantastic. Best in Malaysia.
Yes, it is.
96%.
So it's good. Mm-hmm. And you know, again, we have our odd days and difficult times and challenges, rain, floods, all sorts of weird things that happen across Malaysia, but we keep going. The Post Malaysia team do a great job every single day across the whole of Malaysia delivering letters and parcels, all those e-commerce shipments that you order, all those parcels, those really important things that need to be delivered super quick. So life is good. Yeah, we're doing pretty well, actually. Yeah. Still lots to do.
I think I contributed to most of those e-commerce
parcels. And your parcels.
I have an addiction.
Okay, so about Post Malaysia's culture, how do you actually maintain this customer-centric culture within your employees? Because I know you guys have been working a lot on your fulfillment, on your delivery rates and all that. But how within the company, how do you guys do that?
So as you mentioned, Aisha, you know, we cover a lot of different aspects. So again, part of our transformation, not the only piece, but right at the center of our transformation is really around making sure we're fit for purpose going forward. And fit for purpose is about making sure we have the right culture. So to your point, we've worked really, really hard over the last 2.5-3 years to inculcate a culture that is hugely employee-centric and hugely customer-centric. So walking into, we have 630 retail points. If you walk in, when I first arrived, I think our customer satisfaction scores in our retail points wasn't the best, because I don't think we were treating our employees very well, and they weren't providing a great service. So having changed that and really focusing on making sure they're happy, they typically provide a better service to our customers. So customer centricity right at the center of what we do.
There you go.
We've now launched 10 locations, post shops, and it's going extremely well. The feedback's been really, really positive. I'm trying not to eat the ice cream every single day, as are many of our employees. And this year we'll open about 50 of those. So the plan is 50. To open 50 convenience stores. And as I said, so far so good. It's going really, really well. Oh. To your other point, we're testing other opportunities. So e-fulfillment, for example, you're leveraging our warehouses for warehouse space to locate product closer to the customer. So allowing brands to place product close. That's going really, really well. We just launched an international product. And many other things besides. So it's all about, you know, testing, learning, repurposing, repositioning, and making sure that Post Malaysia, who's been here for 200 years already, but making sure that Post Malaysia is fit for purpose for another 200 years. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, now another thing you kind of teased us and you told us a little bit about earlier, and I want you to elaborate a little bit more on, is Unbox the Wow.
Yeah.
What is this all about?
It's so we try and keep things fun. I mean, you know, we're going through a massive transformation, a massive turnaround, and we try and keep it fun for our employees, but also for our customers. So this particular program, we're running from March 1 through to the end of April. It's called Unbox the Wow. and for both the sender and the recipient. So if you send a parcel through Post Malaysia, Post Laju, or you receive a parcel through Post Malaysia or Post Laju, you get a chance to enter the competition. And if you enter the competition, you can win an amazing Proton S70, which is very cool. We have two of those, I think we're giving away. And we have Moderna's bikes, which, by the way, that's the electric bikes we use as well. So,
oh, cool.
So there's a nice fit there. So you can win that, and you can win gold wafers and all sorts of other things. And again, the more you ship, the more you receive, the more entries you get. So a good chance for everyone. You I know you shop online.
Exactly. Have you been keeping your receipts, Ryan?
You just got to enter.
You know what? There's a paper trail somewhere.
Yes. Okay? Dig it up.
Yeah, nothing's lost on the internet. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, yeah.
I want the gold wafer. Thank you.
Enter to win. Enter to win. You can be the proud owner of a S70 or a Moderna bike or whatever else. So it's cool. Yeah, so a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And running all the way through till the end of April. And it's a good chance for us to say thank you to our customers. Yeah.
You know, 5 months ago, when you first came in, like, we were having such a great time. We still are, but I just never knew that you hit the ground running with all of these projects, man. Yeah. So really well done to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well done to the team as well, you know. And again, Charles, thanks for coming back.
My pleasure.
Just the way you like it. You like it. Everything 100% real. True story. The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD, and Frame.